Lord, thank you for covering us and taking such wonderful care of us. And thank you for our precious family all over the world. We are so, so grateful for each and every one of them. Bless them, dear Lord, with great peace and understanding and love. Amen. Well, dear family, this is very short, as you can see. I want to share with you, there's thunder and lightning going on. I think there's a spiritual battle going on our property. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised. We are coming under fire. Anyway, I want to put out a short request of you. Please remember us in your donations. The Lord has sent us so many wonderful people to help build that we are building so fast we're running out of materials. It's like we're inhaling our lumber. So cement and block and insulation and roofing. We had just received a nice donation and I thought, good, this will be great for a while. Yeah. We ripped right through it as two houses are going up. Actually, we got three going up right now. And used every penny of it on the building and on salaries. So I'm appealing to you, dear family, anything you can do to help us before winter sets in, I will be so grateful for. We are at the point now where we cannot buy any more lumber. So if you send a donation, it'll be going there. We also need your prayers. Our situation here in town is a bit compromised at the present moment. In short, the enemy is trying to cause issues of every kind and cut off our resources, causing delays by which God's grace we have overcome. These are highly charged times, and the Lord needs suffering and prayers. And Ezekiel goes through the Lord's passion usually once or twice a week. That is so very painful for me to see, but he's gracious about it. He truly wants to correspond with the grace and lift everyone up in prayer, especially our president and our nation. Well, I love you all dearly and deeply and appreciate your prayers and generous support of the channel. I have two new messages coming, so there'll be plenty to share this coming week. I did want to mention that our new member, the young man, that came here on the spur of the moment with just the clothes on his back. I did want to mention that he was deeply touched by Carol's book, which at the time was named The Enclosed Garden, and she changed the name to Hannah's Heart. And because it had such an impact on him, we're going to be offering that as an audio book as she gets each chapter recorded. And of course, everything we have is yours for free. You'll just be able to download it, and it may be mixed in with a few messages as she records each segment. Well, I love you all deeply, and you're such an inspiration to me. The people the Lord has sent here are just beautiful, beautiful souls, and we're all working together in love and in peace. And God is doing something very special on that mountain. Thank you for holding us up in prayer. I deeply appreciate it.